Hi everyone, it's Corrine here and Tari. We
Hey,
have a
yeah,
great. How are you doing, Tari?
Corrine. I'm good, really good. So I'm excited to
Good.
be tonight because we got a great topic. So,
We
anyway.
do. Tonight we're talking about animal totems. What are animal totems, Tari?
Animal totems are animal spirit, are animal guides. And I know that you and I talked about there's three different types of them, but a lot of them we're born with. Sometimes they come at different times in our life. And well, you explain it to people what they really are too as well, but they're like animal guides. Like we have angels and spirit guides, we have animal guides as well, right? So.
Right. And we have animal guides. There's three different kinds of animal totems, but they're with us throughout different aspects and times in our lives to teach us and guide us and protect us. And a lot of times they'll show up unexpectedly to bring important messages or different insights. And they help us with spiritual and emotional guidance. And they can show up in a variety of different ways, which we discussed about. So they can even show up physically in physical form. That'll happen a lot of times when you're just walking around and you see a certain animal that just consistently shows up. Or they can show up in your dreams, or in a spirit form.
Oh, okay, cool. Or you can actually see them on a physical form, too, as well. What does that mean? You got to really get busy because they're showing up on the physical realm to see them. It's like, okay, that's happened to me before. So, anyway, have you ever had an animal totem show up in your dream or anything like that?
I did well in the physical. There was a time in my life when I was going through like a transitional stage, and I was thinking, if I go through this, it was just a challenging time, and I wasn't sure if I could actually do it. And I kept seeing a hummingbird, and the hummingbird reminds you to kind of enjoy life, and they show up when you are as a sign to kind of let you know that what you're thinking is impossible is actually possible. And I live in Los Angeles, where there are no hummingbirds whatsoever. But for some reason, for like about a week, I kept seeing the hummingbird out my window, which was amazing just to even see one. But then
Wow.
I, yeah, because we're right in the middle of downtown where there's freeways and highways and everything. And there aren't any greenery or trees around us. But there was this
Huh.
hummingbird that just kept coming around. So I knew that that was one of my animal totems, and it brought me a really great sign at that time. So.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. I've had some dreams with animal totems too as well. I mean, have you ever had anyone, before I add to share anything about mine, have you ever had an animal totem that like I don't know, a lion, tiger, bear, we have a mutual friend of ours that has a silver hawk. What's that mean? Do you remember?
A silver hawk, that one I believe we were thinking, well, not thinking, but we felt that that one was his, it's a spirit guide, his life totem. That's the animal that's been with him since the beginning of time. Do you remember us talking about this?
Yeah, I do. So, and I know there's three different types of totems. So that one is his since the beginning, since he came onto the planet this time, or has it been with him all his lifetimes, or what is it? What do you feel? I don't
I
know.
felt with him that that was the one that he brought, that was with him since the beginning of this lifetime, or probably, for several lifetimes, because it was just so strong right by his side. The hawk is like a messenger and a protector, and they are, great omens, and they bring with them great spiritual messages, and they have direct ties to Kundalini, which we were just talking about before, which is life force energy. It's primal life force energy. And I, we both felt that that's what he had with him. And it's great. It's like a protector, a strength. It provides strength. It's a really great animal totem to carry with him. So that's a special one. That's a really, really great one to have. It's powerful, magical. It's a messenger. It's great.
I like that. Yeah, I remember that very well. So, and then the three that we have that you looked up or you know about, there's a.
Where is this music coming from?
I don't know. Nice music, huh? I don't hear it, but okay.
You don't hear it?
No, I don't hear it. Does it sound like the angel music? Green, we got a message. I'm just kidding, Green.
I don't know.
No, I don't see. I don't
okay.
hear it.
Okay, that's probably on my side then. Okay, sorry about that. I don't. Okay.
I don't hear it. I really don't.
It might have been my connection. I'm sorry about that. That was strange. It's gone now, so we're good. All right, we're back. That was weird. I think it was my connection. It must have crossed the line somewhere. That was weird. Okay. All right. So animal totems. So do you want to talk about the three different kinds of animal totems?
I want to make sure you're not channeling Beethoven. I'm just kidding.
I think I might have. You know what? I kid you not. I heard Native American music.
Oh, my
goodness. And I don't know if this... We could have been talking about the silver hawk, and I was connecting with our friend's energy. I don't know, because that's what I heard, and I was... Oh, my gosh. I was so... And I'm typing to Seth here going, music? And he's typing me back going, I don't know. He doesn't hear anything. I'm going, oh, my gosh. This is so strange. Okay. Well, anyways, so I might have just been really connecting to that energy then, because it was all Native American. It was great. It was beautiful. Okay. Well, anyway...
That's good, Kareem. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, the sixth sense is so funny sometimes, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, next time say bring food. Not only music, if you got great music, you can do all food with it, right? You know? So yeah. But what are the three types of totem or animal totems?
The three types, there's spirit guide, life totems, and those are the ones that we were just talking about, which are with you, you know, since you came into this life. And, you know, they walk with us throughout our entire lives, and they reflect our inner spiritual nature, so they're the true essence of who we really are. And they reflect our innate core traits. And they'll appear several times throughout our lives, and, you know, will be very familiar with us, and they give us courage and strength. And that's the one, the silver hawk that we felt with our friend.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the life totem. The second one is the animal, totem guides, and they're with us for either like a short or a long period of time, depending on what we're going through in our lives. And so, you know, the relationship with this animal totem could last either, you know, several days or several years, depending on what they're trying to teach us. And they usually show up to teach us something that's like an emotional facet, such as like fear, anger, insecurity, confidence, or you know, strength and patience. And they're here to teach us our ultimate truth. And again, the length of time that they're with us depends on how well we learn and incorporate the knowledge that they're giving us into our lives. Now, with the spirit guide totems, we don't choose them. They choose us. And they appear to us when we're ready to understand the lessons that they're here to bring. So when they show up, you know, we should really get ready because something new is about to happen and an important lesson is about to be taught to us.
Oh, wow.
Those are the ones that you should really look out for because it means that you're going through something really important. And you need to kind of pay attention. The third kind, the last kind is a nature animal totems, and these are the ones that kind of show up unexpectedly or just out of the blue, like what we were talking about. I think a friend of ours had a raccoon that just showed up out of nowhere in her kitchen. Yeah. Was it or something?
Yeah, I love her. She's amazing. Okay,
right.
So.
Right, and so they appear you know, because of some immediate life circumstances or issues that we need to deal with. You know, there's, they also bring with them important messages too, as well. So it's, important that we pay attention when, you know, the raccoon shows up in your kitchen, that's a nature totem that's showing up to give you a message.
I like that. Yeah. Cause I, you know, you and I have been working with her some and I know her situation. And so she is really, really working on herself, and I think sometimes nature totems or any totems show up when you most need them to just remind you to stay on your path, right? Don't you think?
Right. I think you know, we're always so busy, but I remember a time when you were telling me that dolphins were showing up for you, remember? And that was
such
a beautiful message for you. Remember, you got it like right away. You're like, oh, I know why they're showing up. But they kept showing up for you like in your dreams and all that. You were seeing signs of dolphins.
Yeah, you know, because I live on the beach and I actually saw some that, you know, came up. And I think we than the ancient ocean. And such a gift when you see them, even if you don't believe in totem animals or you're challenged with that. How beautiful does it get when you see a dolphin? You know what I mean?
Wow. Did you say that they came like right up to you too?
They did. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh. They're like your friends, you know what I mean? I've been out there since looking for them, but I have to get up really early, so that sometimes is a problem.
My goodness, that's just beautiful. I love dolphins. That doesn't happen here over in California. You got to go deep into the water.
Well, you know, I know. And the one thing that I want to make sure, you know, that I share with you, you and I have talked about animal totems because we've had dreams with them. A lot of times people go, well, I had a dream about a wolf, a bear, or large ferocious animals. And is that a bad thing? And it's not, because when you dream about them or when they show up in real life or in a dream, like you showed up in the hummingbird in your window, it is a message. You get their strengths, not their weaknesses. I mean, they come there, you know, like a bear is not a bad thing to dream about, you know. The bear is great for, it's saying, hey, hibernation, saving, putting things away, preparing for the future. So, because I've had dreams of a bear and a squirrel together, walking into my dream world together. How cool is that? Yeah, right? Exactly. Only in your dream state. And I realized that it was like, Tree, prepare for the future, you know. So I did. I've been doing, still will do. And not that I anticipate anything. It's just, it's always better to live with love than fear. I'm learning that from Mr. and Jerry Hicks in the Love Money and the Law of Attraction. I can't remember the whole name of it. But it's nice to be able to save and prepare for the future. When your animal totems are there to remind you. And have you ever had a dream of a wolf or anything like that? Something ferocious or?
Mm-hmm. I've had a lion, a huge lion appear to me, but a lion to me is not really ferocious. I've really had a kinship with lions and any of the feline animal species. So, and it was huge and powerful. It was like the gigantic lion. It was like the Narnia lion times 10, but I wasn't afraid. It's just because of my own personal relationship with lions. But, and it was, really large and just shining, just totally shining in my dream, like a gold, huge gold lion. But if I wasn't so close with the lions, I probably would have been afraid. But you've had wolves show up in your dream too, right? Wolves, right? And
I had lions about a week ago, remember?
Oh,
right.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. And so, because you know, you and I do a lot of work on self and kitchen, and talking, and for any of you guys that are listening, Corinne and I give readings to each other. So,
every day, coaching too.
You know. So sometimes I appreciate it so much. By the way, to me, when the wolf came in, it was a white wolf, and it was a teacher, I believe. I think that's what it was showing me, that I was a teacher, which I feel like I am. You know, but you don't have to be a school teacher. You can be a teacher and a healer and metaphysics or whatever. And I also had a lion come in. But we talked about that. It's a lion represents your feminine. It was a lioness. It represents your, for a woman, your feminine power, or, you know, I'm not saying that couldn't be for a guy as well, because it's the yin and yang. But for me, it was, showing me about, you know, being my feminine energy, the feminine power within me. We all have, you know, that too as well, but I needed to really tune into that for myself. So that was kind of neat. You know, to have that.
I know, because your lion actually, you saw the lion grow up too, right? Remember, it was like a little baby cub
yeah.
lion, and then it grew up with you in your dream. So that's really beautiful.
Yeah, it was huge because the lion showed up in my dream in my bedroom when I was a little girl. And then it grew up with me when the age I am now. I think I'm forever a kid, but that's a whole other story. Aren't we both though, right? Let's hope so. Anyway, so what did your lioness mean to you?
It represented like to me just feminine grace and trust. For me, the lion has always meant the feminine power and the special meaning for lions for me and any of the feline species has always been trust. And so whenever, it's because, you know, to me, like a cat, you know, how cats are, right? Like they're the animal that's really independent. You have to earn their love. You know what I mean? They kind of, a lot of people see like cats, like they just kind of like walk around the house, they do their own thing. Right. And they'll come to you when they want the affection, when they start to trust you. Right. It's not like a dog that will immediately jump on you and start giving you kisses. Like they'll, you know, once they trust you, then they'll totally snuggle up to you and everything.
You have to work for their affection. That's what
exactly. And, you know, and so it's when a lion shows up for me, it represents, you know, grace, feminine power, and trust to trust.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I liked it. And I think, oh, my friend, speaking of felines, she is a teacher and a healer and herself. She's actually in North Carolina. She's the best. She's got such a sense of humor. We went to school together. But she called me and she goes, you know, most of my friends and family call me T. She goes, T, I need to ask you, what does this dream mean? And she goes, I'm in bed with my boyfriend. And, you know, they'd been dating a couple of years. And she goes, and I saw a cat put on a jacket. And I said, well, I go, since you don't want any more children, okay, that's probably saying wear a condom. Anyway,
I like that.
I don't get the fun ones like that. I always get the, you know what I mean? The yeah.
That is so funny. Oh, I love it.
Anyway, I say, she goes, yeah, the cat put on a jacket. I was like, okay, you don't want to have a baby, then maybe that's your sign there. Big sign that it is. So
anyway. I love it.
Anyway, that's one of the totem animals. And I know that you and I, on our Tuesday night call, conference call, we're going to do an animal totem meditation. So this coming Tuesday, so that should be fun too as well. I like when animals come to you because sometimes people can relate to that more or then not more differently than let's say angels and spirit guides. You know what I mean? But the messages are strong, is just as strong and powerful. That's what I do. Now.
Absolutely, it's because you know when we get our messages from angels, usually they come in different forms. So a lot of times we're not so we don't easily trust it. But when you see an animal cross your path, right? Or come to you in a dream, we trust that immediately for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're here on the earth, right? You know,
right.
You can go,
you're like,
you can
I
go
swear
to the-
I saw that squirrel. I know that squirrel was there.
But you can see them.
Right. Not so sure. Well, an angel said to me, a squirrel will say the same thing.
Yeah, you can go to the zoo and see the squirrel or, you know, not a squirrel, but bears, lions, tigers, and bears and, you know, and have a Coke. And I went to the zoo and saw lions, tigers, and bears and drank a soda. I went to the beach and saw an angel and drank a Coke, right? It doesn't sound the same. It kind of loses its feel. Anyway, but yeah, it's cool when you have those to work with, and if you can work in all three, like you know, with the animals and also the angels and the guides as well. Animals also have different meanings. Let's say that you know, like you dream of a snake, and what does a snake mean? You know, snakes are. You said that I can't remember now, but they're transformational, I believe. But there was something else with it. Snakes.
Mm-hmm. They represent life force energy too, as well.
Yeah, prana energy.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's listening and wants prosperity in love, right? I think if you you can ask for the energy of a pig. Okay, so this is funny as it sounds. Pigs represent prosperity, right? You know, and in love relationships. How cool is that?
Right.
Or if you need nurturing, you like more nurturing in your relationship from your significant other, then ask for the cow. Cow's all about nurturing. So ask the cow, you know, to come to you or come to your mate's probably better, right?
Right.
He doesn't need the nurturing or she doesn't. I do, right? That's what we all do.
I have a funny story. Do you mind if I share it?
Oh, I want to hear it. Okay.
Okay. there was a time in my life when I was wondering if I was in the flow of, like, you know, I can't remember. I just remember wondering to myself, am I in the flow? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? This was like probably 6-7 years ago or something like that. And I was at like a park, and I purchased, churros.
Right.
So I bought a churro from the stand, and I was holding it in my hand, and immediately a seagull came flying down and snatched it out of my hand and flew off with it. And a seagull, yeah.
I like that.
And, you know, and I'm sitting here going, oh, my, and I screamed so loud, but it just flew off with my churro in its mouth. I mean, to see a seagull with a churro in its mouth is hilarious on its own. I was like, he just stole my churro. But the seagull represents being in the flow. You know, and when they show up for you unexpectedly like that, because I was somewhere near a park, wasn't really next to the beach where there's a lot of seagulls, but I was kind of near a park. There was water several miles away, but I was not near the beach anywhere, and it was a seagull that came, you know. And so they come to kind of teach you to be in the flow, and they come as a sign to kind of be in the flow. And I was actually asking questions about that because I needed some clarity, and they come to give you higher clarity. So it was just like a sign that, you know, yes, I'm on the right track. But it was just an interesting way of having that seagull show up and steal my churro and then fly off with it.
Probably said I meant to get the poker card. No, just kidding. Ready?
So that was a nature animal totem that showed up for me, because it was very unexpected.
So the nature animal totems, they come, but they don't come all the time. They might come once in a lifetime or something like that, correct?
Right. These are the ones that will show up unexpectedly, and they'll show up in a very noticeable way. So they'll really get your attention. So it'll be like what we were talking about, like the snake in the toilet, right? Or the raccoon in the kitchen. Or this seagull stealing your churro.
Yeah. Or the kitty cat putting on a jacket, right?
Exactly. Telling you to wear a condom. Exactly.
Yeah. No love, no love. That's what I say.
But the spirit animal guides are the ones that will show up, you know, repeatedly. Like for you, the dolphins showing up in the water when you're in the water and then in a dream state. And those are the ones that will teach you to deal with a certain type of emotion. And for you, it was dealing with, not dealing with, but teaching you, reminding you to play, you remember? To play and to love and all that, which was great because I love dolphins, and that's a great spirit totem.
Yeah, but you know, something we forget, and I know we got a couple callers we probably need to take, but something that we forget is we have these animal totems that we're born with, and we forget to ask for the energy, their energy, or their gifts that they bring to us, you know. So like the bear or the silver hawk like our friend has, or, you know, I have another friend of mine that he has an eagle too as well. So, you know, the eagles are amazing, and we have them. And so if you can figure out which one is yours, and you can ask for signs with that, meditation is a great way, or for you, the car playing seagull. So it's always good. But you can ask for signs, or you can do a meditation, or you can have a dream, or ask for them to come in your dream. And that way, you know what you, another avenue that you have to, where you can get clarity, have the energy, you know, and that kind of thing. And even rats, I want to share this because it's so funny. Rats are actually a totem animal, and what they are is, like, they know how to move. They know how to move fast. They know how to move in quietly. So if, you know, that would definitely be the one, if you're always, you know, running late, or if you always are, you know, making lots of noise and a little bit clumsy, ask for the rat tooth, right? Help me dance, right? You know, so anyway, just kidding. We have a couple callers now, don't we? So
we do. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Love her. She's amazing.
Hey, hi, guys, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay.
Good. Anyway.
Can't complain.
Before we start, we have to share we need to have you one night on as a guest on our show, because you're super, 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 super psychic. So so we want to do that. But what's your question, Lindsay? Or what would you like?
I'm always available for you guys. I know a long time ago you had told me that one of my totem animals was a bear. was that right. my guide or my birth? And what's the other animal that I'm missing?
I think that's one of your animals, the bear. By the way, the bear helps you to be more introspective, too, just to let you know. Okay, taking a look inside of yourself. I forgot that one, and that's a bear totem. Do you have more? Yeah, you do, but that's the one I picked up right away. So I'm not did we talk about another one? Because it feels like you've got more.
No, I always thought the snake might have been with me since birth, since I've always been petrified, and sometimes totem animals, it'll be from, like, your childhood, it'll be an animal you're absolutely obsessed with or absolutely, like, afraid of. So I just assumed that the bear was my guide, but I didn't want to jump to that conclusion without asking. It was one of my guides, but my birth animal, I wasn't sure if maybe you guys knew or felt it.
Did you want to answer?
Go ahead.
Okay. What I feel is that it's the bear is the one that is your the life totem. The snake, and I think you have it's a feline. It's a feline one.
Feels like a panther, just to let you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say cougar.
Okay.
Panther. No, I think that's it. I think the panther is the she's got two life totems. The animal totems, your life totems will sometimes switch, and they'll, you know, there's several that you're born with, and they'll take turns switching depending on what you're going through in your life. Because I feel like a total grounding energy with Lindsay, with the bear and with the panther, not so much with the snake. The snake could just be the animal totem that's coming in at certain times to teach you, to reconnect you with your life force energy and your spiritual gifts, which we talked about, which is what you're coming into and you're opening up to.
And panthers are known to... Tariq, I think you have a panther. Right?
I have a jaguar, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. They're basically
that's
the same kind of animal.
Me.
Yeah, they always come when I need to make a choice and help me make the right one. Or, you know, give me the best possible choice. But, yeah, you're right. So,
that was actually my only question.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
I think, guys, thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay,
right,
bye.
She's, I love her. So we have to have her on the show because she's super psychic. So she brings a lot of neat energy. She's pretty young, too, I think, 22, 23. And to have that kind of... you know, believe in the law of attraction, creating our own destiny. How cool is that? You know,
should we all
be like that? Yeah. So, anyway, we've got another one, I believe, too, as well, right? Janice?
We do. We've got Janice.
Janice?
Hello?
Hi, Janice.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. What's going on here, girl?
I have a question about the totems, the animal, and I was just wondering what mine were.
Oh, your animal totems. Okay.
Or animal essence. Because I've never actually felt, or I don't think, like, that's new to me. I haven't really, you know, noticed anything. I had a dream once about a bear, but I haven't, so I don't know.
Let me tell you what two animals I'm picking up on you, and Corinne, you, if it's okay. One of them is a horse, and it's a brown horse with a white face or a white stripe down his face. I grew up with horses, so it looks like it's a horse, and it's wild. Horses represent freedom, by the way, too, as well. Freedom, it doesn't mean physical freedom. It means just freedom to be yourself, freedom to connect, freedom, you know, freedom from, you know. It's like being happy. They help you, to give you the freedom to choose. I also see a dog with you, a little dog, which represents loyalty, extremely loyal. That's the two I picked up right away. What do you pick up from her, Corinne?
I got the horse. I didn't get the dog. I got the horse, though. The horse. Did you say brown with white face, Tariq? I'm sorry. I was trying to tap in. And I didn't really hear you.
Yeah, I
that.
Did. A brown with a white streak or face is basically covered his face. Okay. Did you see the same?
I saw the horse, and I was just tuning in, so I didn't hear what you said. But I got a brown horse, and there's like a white. I don't know what you call it.
strip of
white something down his the nose part, you know, whatever, the front of the horse's face, whatever that part is called.
You know. Anyway, should we all have Mr. Ed? Yeah, so that's what.
Mr. Ed, that's where. That's what. That's.
I was just kidding, Janice.
I like that.
Yeah, Mr. Ed. I always call our friend Willie Ed. But you had, you have two totem animals, and you, if you're dreaming about the bear, although I'm not feeling the bear with you now, doesn't mean that the bear's not there with you at a different time. Okay, anyway,
yeah,
but you've
it was
got
a couple years ago that I actually had that dream.
Well, sometimes, as I said before earlier, the bear helps you become more introspective, you know, to figure things out. So that's something that I do know. Anyway, how's everything else going? You're very extremely intuitive as well. I know that. So because we've worked with you, and how are you feeling about what's going on in your own life with?
Oh, good. I guess it's hit and miss. There's problems here and there, like there's a lot with like the family and stuff, but it's not even the family, it's just friends or whatever. But other than that, I am good.
I think we might have lost Tree there. Yep, we lost her.
Uh-oh.
I think we think we lost her. Janice, we've spoken before, right? You're on. Okay, she's okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to. Have we spoken before? Were you writing a book?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not writing a book, but I'm.
We have
just,
spoken before.
Starting with steps. So Terry had me start with just steps to help people, and that sort of thing.
Oh, in order to write your book, you want to write a book?
Yeah. Well, use steps and just for the. Like to future actually help like parents, teens, adults, and going through problems with their youth.
Oh, okay. Because I saw a book with you. That's why. So that'll happen. You're gonna have great success with that.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. It wasn't Skype. It was my internet connection. You gotta love the internet in a storm. Janice, did you share with everybody what you've been able to manifest now that you have two more helpers on, you know, with your animal guides, but you've been able to create some really amazing things that you've chosen and really chosen, and now you're getting married, having babies, and buying a house, right?
Hopefully.
Okay. Hey, the guy's showing up. That's the most important thing, you know.
Of course, I still need to see proof of that, but
I gotcha.
it's
on its way, and he's 100% committed to you. That's the most important thing when you have a commitment.
That's a big thing. I noticed that a lot in more and more. So it's something that wasn't really, you know, it was little bits before, right? But now he's just awesome. Like, he stands up for me immediately if I need something, he's there. So it's pretty dry.
You know what I love about you that's made a difference with her is you tell her something or share with her an idea and she does it, and she suspends all disbelief for that moment in time and just takes it and works with it. And it is, because her questions now are not when is he going to call or is he going to show up. It's more of how is he going to show up? When are we going to be together and live in the same place? You know, because I know that your boyfriend or your soon-to-be fiancé is, you know, out of town and coming back in town in another couple weeks, but he's been gone for quite a while traveling, and he's coming back in, and you guys are making plans to live together. But that's a big step from, you know, him, when is he going to call, and you walking on eggshells. You're pretty truthful with him now, aren't you? And, like, he's your friend. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's what I've noticed. Like, it's getting a lot easier to be able to tell him something. I'm like, should I hold back? I'm like, no, I need to tell him. He needs to know this. And I'll tell him, and he's really good now at actually handling something, whereas before he would pick up and run.
That's no fun. Okay. That's no fun. And how did you do that? Do you mind us asking?
Like way back?
How did you get the relationship to this point? I know you did the IMs, and I know that you meditated. And what else did you do?
A lot of the, when I raised my vibration, it was manifesting the, I've been doing, I missed last night, but being consistent with the IMs. So I'm doing them all the time. The prayers and stuff that you had sent me, like the daily diamonds is what I was talking about, the IMs. So I call that the, But the prayers and stuff, I do it just when I feel that I need it. But
Okay.
So that, but also like, not being so reactive. And when you raise your vibration, I just like, you know, I start imagining what I do want. And sometimes I write it down, but.
You're pretty detailed about it. I know that you want to have a baby, or that's your plan is because, you know, you want to have children. So, and that's a good thing. Until they start crying and then you're like, why did I do this? No, I'm just kidding. We all love our kids. But you wanted to raise your vibration. So you really visualized you from the school, the house that you wanted to buy, and all those things. I mean, you really researched it and needed. And so one of the things that's helped you raise your vibration, I know that by really planning it, right? Because we talked about that. Yeah, cool. I shared your story with somebody today. I shared your story with someone today about how you had, like, researched schools, hospitals, houses, diamond rings, because, you know, we're women. We'd like we'd like diamond rings, you know, to be engaged in that kind of thing. So that's cool. I like that. I'm sorry, Karina, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I was just a little boy kept popping into the picture. Does your guy have a boy, or you will have a boy, I think? Or do you want a son? Or does he have a son?
He has a 14-year-old son.
Okay, so I was just, all right. I was just making sure that I was tuning into Angie because this boy kept popping into the picture. Like, there's a boy in the picture with the three of you, right? It's the three of you. So if he wasn't there, then I was going to say you were going to have a boy pretty soon. Okay.
I think you're going to have a set of twins, though. How cool is that? You know, so two as well. But you've created a great life for yourself by just raising your own vibration. And I think Pablo has raising, you're keeping yours elevated, so Pablo's elevating his. He's resonating with you. So that's a good thing. And he doesn't run. I always think a guy that doesn't run is a good guy, or a woman who doesn't run is a good woman. So anyway, showing up. 80% of anything is just showing up. Do you have any other questions, Janice?
No, that's all. That's everything. And it's awesome. Thank you so much, you guys.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Okay. Right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I hope that helps people because she's done some tough things, tough lessons, and really worked through it. Now she's got her animal totems to work with. Should make life easier, and, that's what I see. Anyway, by the way, if anyone wants to call and know their animal totems or ask a psychic question, we should let them know they can call in. We've got a few more minutes. But is there any angels or saints that works with animals that, you know, can help you get clarity on your animal totem? I think so. Saint Joseph of Assisi, I think, takes care of animals, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
Diana, the Ascended Master Diana helps with animals too as well.
Okay.
Who else?
There's an archangel too as well, and I can't remember who it is because I'm like looking at them all and asking who's the one that chose.
I know. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you deal with animals.
We all do, right? Yeah. I don't know if it's Raphael, because that's the one that keeps popping up, but maybe, I'm not sure. You know, and then Raphael is healing and physical healing, but
yes. And he, Raphael heals, deals with healing or physical distress with a person or with animals. Yeah, it's Raphael.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was sitting there going, Raphael, because he's showing up. I was like, okay, you're healing. You know. Anyway.
And there,
yeah, right?
He also helps with retrieving lost pets, too.
Oh, that's always good, too. Okay.
So maybe he can help you find your animal, too, if you've lost your animal. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, which one is mine? Stretching her head like the Tin Man. He was showing up. I was like, okay. But you know what I love about archangels? Sometimes they just feel like they don't have to speak. They just need to show up. Now, you ask for which one? You can ask for a question, Tree. Like, okay.
They just step forward. I'm here.
Yeah. It's called being strong and powerful.
Right. But sometimes their presence is all that you need. You know, really, they don't really need to say anything. Just as long as you know that they're here with you. Well, it's enough for me. I just feel, you know, better knowing that they're around. But yeah, it would be great if they could say something too. Most of the time, they just show up. They don't even say anything to me, at least.
Well, you know what I love about it is when you're asking a question, you know, your totem animals will show up for you no matter what. God bless them. And not that the angels won't, but the archangels, you ask them a question. Is he the one, or is she the one, or should I do this, or is this job for, you know, for me, or whatever, life choices. And you've got to learn that lesson. Do they show up and talk to you? No. Learn the lesson, right? You know?
I know. Or they'll show up like the other night when you and I were talking. It is not to be known. Not to be known. I was like, okay, that's great. Thank you.
You remember that one? It's not to be known.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just standing right there. No, it's not. You're not to know this. I was like, oh my gosh, please. I'm asking the question. You're supposed to answer.
Right. That's it. And it was so funny because now we understand why we weren't supposed to know. But at the time, because I would have, because it was.
It would have changed things. Needed to develop. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I always like the part, well, we're here. Well, tell me what choice to make. Which is the best one? What do you want, Tari or Corrine? Well, I want to be wealthy, and you can never be too rich or too thin, you know. So I want to be wealthy, and then, you know, love and be loved in return, all that stuff. Well, you know, then it's your journey, you know. So that's something too as well.
Well, it's a verbal kind of communication, and with your animal totems, when they show up, you know, obviously they're not speaking to you. Otherwise, it's definitely in your dream state, because I don't think any animal is going to talk to you right here. But they do. So pay attention when they show up to how you feel, right? Because they'll give you their messages through emotions and your feeling and your impressions of them. And that's how they're going to communicate with you. And then think about what first comes to your mind when you think of that animal, because there's a lesson that's there, and there's a special meaning behind their characteristics and why they're showing up for you at a certain time.
That's true. And notice the surroundings too, because, I, you know, like mine was a little girl room, and then, and I was also my room when I was a child, and then also as I grew up. And I remember that lioness taking my hand in between her teeth, but it didn't hurt. Okay. And I was like, okay, that's something to be aware of. Mm-hmm. And, so notice your surroundings, because a lot of times, not only would the animal totem talk to you through emotions, but if you look at where you're at, there's a lot of information that way too as well, and that's been my experience too.
You can also pay attention to the direction of how they're crossing your path, you know, whether or not they're coming from the north, south, east, or west. There's specific meanings to that as well, although most of the time I know.
Talk about that.
I just read that the other day.
I didn't know that as well, because you know how I figure out north, south, east, and west. I know 95, which way's north.
I am the same way. Or basically, it could be, you know, I know if you don't have a compass with you, right? You can just kind of figure out if you're coming from the left or the right, or in front of you, behind you, something like that.
Yeah, right. Excuse me, I forgot my dream compass. You know. So anyway, can you tell me?
I know.
I got to remember that. You and I were talking about that the other day. In, I can't remember.
Yeah, either. You were trying to go to the southeast corner of something for your hair to get your hair done. You said, where's the south?
Southeast corner. So I was sitting there going, okay. And you're, and, but I figured it out and it was right on. But I have to do, I have to remember, you know, where north, south, east, and west is by 95. You know what I mean? And so in a dream state, that, you know, if you just ask, you'll probably get a feeling about that. Where were you? Southeast, northwest, you know, that kind of stuff. So, well, we've got a couple things to talk about before we close the call tonight. And we're going to be able to, as I said, do an animal totem meditation on Tuesday night at 9:30, so you can discover your animal totems. And the if you go to angelcoaches.com, where did you? There's a couple things going on at angelcoaches.com, but you put the information, it's under spiritual teleconferencing, right?
Right. So they can go to angelcoaches.com and then get the number for the spiritual teleconference, and it's free. And we hold it every Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast time. And the one coming up for this Tuesday is going to be on animal totems. So we'll guide you through a meditation to help you meet your animal totem and communicate with the animal totem and receive messages. So that's this Tuesday.
Right, this Tuesday night. And then we've got a couple, and we've got classes that you can look at, because Corrine, I'm much better at the spiritual metaphysics, and Corrine, is, you've taken care of the website. It's beautiful what you've done with it so far, and it's just getting better. But we've got classes on there that if they're interested in tapping into some of the classes, I know you've got an angel card reading class. I have a mediumship class where you can learn how to be a medium. We also have a new class that we're putting together right now, and it's all about manifesting, working with the angels in every area of your life, and working with crystals and candles and all that too as well. So we're working on that this weekend, but we'll have a lot of those that information up for anybody that goes in to Angel Coaches. We have a form out there. I would recommend that you send us an email or fill out the form, because when you do that, it will, and you know, put your request on what you're looking for. So, but angelcoaches.com. I think we have a caller.
We do. We've got our last caller for tonight. We have Diana from California.
Diana, how are you?
Hi. Hi. And I'm lucky I got the last call. Actually, I just logged on, so I'm not really sure what the show is really about, but I see it has something to do with the animal totems.
Totems.
And animals somewhat have a meaning to when you see them. So I would like to know, the other day when I woke up at 4:30 to get ready for work, my cat was making a bunch of racket. So to make a long story short, I went into the other room, and I see these beady eyes of a raccoon in my house. I live in the city, so the raccoon probably came to the dog, I'm sure came to the doggy door. So the next day, and so the long story short, that went out. But the next day, when I was kind of out in the backyard because I was, like, concerned about this raccoon, I saw by the tree something moving, and it was the raccoon, but then I kept seeing more moving. And then before I knew it, across my wall, five raccoons went by.
Well, there's something significant with the number five, too, as well, you know, so.
So what does that mean?
Well, let
or
me
does
tell
it have
you.
A meaning with that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and there is a meaning with that. But raccoons, Corrine will share with you what she knows about raccoons, and the meaning that I get with it is that something that needs to, that is hidden within you, is coming out, or they're reminding you that to really work on it so it can come out. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just to let you know that, and I'm not sure what the number five means, but that's significant too, you know, Diana. But Corrine, what do you get, about the raccoons?
That's it. It's kind of like, a part of you that is going to be, you know, all a part of you that is going to be revealed too as well. The number five is very significant here because it reflects change that's happening in your life. Or a change in direction that needs to happen, okay? And it's a reminder to kind of be really in tune with your senses so that you make wise decisions, okay? And then you know, the raccoon again is just represents an awareness with yourself. And so the five tied in with the raccoon is basically letting you know that there are changes that are taking place or a change that needs to take place, calling you to have awareness about this change, reflection within yourself. And the raccoon then basically is basically the same meaning. It's exactly the same meaning. So you got like a double sign here. That's pretty amazing. I had no idea. Dree told me, she's like, yeah, she had a raccoon come into her kitchen. I didn't know about the five.
I didn't either. Yeah, this is something new. So that's cool, Diana. You got five, the number five.
Yeah, I guess in that way is cool, but I surely wouldn't want five raccoons coming to my door.
I know. Hungry little critters they are. So, but yeah. Were they little or big, or was it like a family? That's kind of cool.
No, it looked like, actually the one that I saw in the house seemed bigger. The one that I saw along the wall seemed like maybe mama, and then it was four littler ones. They weren't very little, but you could tell that they were the kids, I guess.
Aw, I know. See, I see stuff like that. I want to pet them, but they're very dangerous to pet. So, anyway, I know.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
So I wish I would have thought about it at the time. I should have took my camera, but I was kind of shocked at the time, so I didn't think about the camera.
Nothing like having.
I don't know where they came from. How did they get there?
Aw, nothing like having five raccoons around your house and one in your, you know, coming for breakfast, okay? So that's good. And the kitty cat always represents, for a woman or a man, sensuality, feminine energy, sexuality, that kind of thing. So just to give you a heads up.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no accident about it. I would love to have a dream about a raccoon and a kitty. Huh, that'd be good. Anyway, so... yeah, right. do you have any other questions, Diana?
No, not right now. That's good. I was concerned about the raccoon.
All right. Don't worry. They're not moving in. All right. So,
okay. Anyway. All right. Well, thank you, both of you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Aw, that's cute. Yeah, kitty cat, feminine energy, feminine sensuality, sexuality. I forgot about that. The other thing, too, before we go, because we've got about another minute, we have a guest speaker coming on, Michael Brooks. He's been on before, but he's giving us the roadmap to success and, you know, in every area of our life. He's incredible, very charismatic, but he's going to share how he went from zero to where he's at now in love, career, life choices, and health, because he's done a lot of stuff on all areas. So he's going to be a speaker. I'm not sure we've got it down, but we'll put that on the website as well. And do you have anything else you want to share, Corinne?
No, that's it. So join us on Tuesday night for our teleconference call. It's free again. We'll be doing a animal totem meditation, so you can communicate and connect with your animal guides.
Right, and it starts at 9:30 East Coast time, and you can go to the website and get the number and get a lot of other information there. So, and we'll take care, everybody. We'll see you next Friday night.
All right, bye. Have a good night.